After he was done, Mark started to sob. He then said he'd always been deeply suspicious of any woman who showed an interest in him. The remainder of the structure took another half hour, in which we slowly set up conditions for him to create two new women. The ideal aunt who did not betray her sister, but who helped support their isolated immigrant family, and the ideal mother who kept her husband's interest and devotion and so did not die of heartbreak. Mark ended the structure quietly surveying the scene he had created with a contented smile on his face. For the remainder of the workshop, Mark was an open and valuable member of the group, and 3 months later he sent me an email saying that this experience had changed his life. He had recently moved in with his first girlfriend, and although they had some heated discussions about their new arrangement, he'd been able to take in her point of view without clamming up defensively, going back to his fear or rage, or feeling that she was trying to pull a fast one. He was amazed that he felt okay disagreeing with her and that he was able to stand up for himself. He then asked for the name of a therapist in his community to help with the huge changes he was making in his life, and I fortunately had a colleague I could refer him to. Antidotes to Painful Memories. Like the model mugging classes that I discussed in Chapter 13, the structures in psychomotor therapy hold out the possibility of forming virtual memories that live side by side with the painful realities of the past and provide sensory experiences of feeling seen, cradled, and supported that can serve as antidotes to memories of hurt and betrayal. In order to change, people need to become viscerally familiar with realities that directly contradict the static feelings of the frozen or panicked self of trauma, replacing them with sensations rooted in safety, mastery, delight, and connection. As we saw in the chapter on EMDR, one of the functions of dreaming is to create associations in which the frustrating events of the day are interwoven with the rest of one's life. Unlike our dreams, psychomotor structures are still subject to the laws of physics, but they too can reweave the past. Of course, we can never undo what happened, but we can create new emotional scenarios, intense and real enough, to diffuse and counter some of those old ones. The healing tableaus of structures offer an experience that many participants have never believed was possible for them. To be welcomed into a world where people delight in them, protect them, meet their needs, and make you feel at home.